Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
And yes, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742. Call right now if you have a question about a particular passage in the Word of God or a problem situation that you may be experiencing. You're looking for some help. You're looking for some hope. You're looking for some encouragement. Call right now. 844-322-2742 is the number. We're talking about issues that are facing our world today, that are facing each and every one of us. Yesterday, we broached the topic of racism, and we pin that to a passage in Acts chapter 17, and this is where we need to start in any discussion of racism or, quite frankly, all of these problems that we're experiencing here today. And it's Acts 17, verse 26. Paul is in Athens. He is engaging in conversation with the philosophers of the day. And he's wanting to bring in the truth about the unknown God. They had in their market square all of these different idols, and there was one where there was an inscription that said to an unknown God. And so Paul said, I'm here to make him known to you. And so he proceeded to tell them about Jesus Christ. But in the course of that, he talked about God himself, and he says that God made everything. That he does not live in temples made by hands. He does not need anything, as if we can serve him and make him happy, so to speak. Yeah. And then he says this, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God. So God had a purpose. God had a plan for all of us to seek him and to find him and to know him in the person of Jesus Christ. So God isn't hiding from us. He is not, putting himself behind a veil that we can't see. He wants to make himself known to us. And so he's put us in our particular places at our allotted times so that we would seek him and that we would find him in Jesus Christ. But the key passage or the key phrase is that he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. So yesterday we made the statement that there's not multiple races, there's just one race, the human race. And within that human race, there is incredible diversity. And that's the beauty of humanity.
Yes.
That's the creative power and nature and essence of God himself. He did not create us all the same. He did not create us in the sense of what we look like, of how tall we are, how short we are, our desires, our wants, and those sort of things. There's great diversity within the human race. There's great diversity in our external features, skin color. One of the things that we see when racism is talked about today, that we should just not look at color at all. Now, I thought that for many, many years, and I've come to realize that we need to embrace the different colors and to rejoice in that, because there's beauty there. There's no need for anyone to shy away from their skin color and be ashamed of what their skin color is. We should see beauty in how God created us and just embrace that and welcome that. And then we have to realize that in that diversity, there is one universal thing that ties us all together, and that's the desire that each of us have to know God, to know him personally. So wherever we are, that desire can move us to try to find that answer. How can I know God? And with that question comes the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has made himself known in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So when we understand that, that there's something that is that binds us together, all of us as human beings, we all have the same spiritual needs to be loved by God, to be unconditionally accepted by God. That's in all of us. And so in our diversity, we can find common ground and we can encourage each other on the journey to know Jesus Christ as both Lord and God. That's why this verse is so vitally important. When my dad died back in 1999, I spoke at his funeral, and this was the passage that I used. And, you know, I thank God that I had my dad, because in that relationship, the answers to my questions were found in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's a powerful passage. If we will grab a hold of what it really means and actively live it out, to recognize this truth and actively live it out, you will see changes in your relationships within your sphere of influence.
Yes.
Any of those uneasy feelings that you might have when you get around people that are different than you, those feelings will start to diminish, and you will see the commonness that you have with that person, and you will see relationships starting to form, to connections being made, and growth in you as an individual person. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. Richard Pfeiffer is here. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742 is the number that you can call right now. Plenty of open lines for you. So call, be a part of today's broadcast. I want to mention that we have a wonderful resource for you this month. It's a CD set, two CD messages called Hard Passages. And we have looked at 20 very difficult passages in primarily the New Testament, a couple from the Old. And we've put the lens of grace to those passages and given answers that really help these passages fit in to the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you've run across passages that have made you scratch your head and wonder, what in the world does this mean? Can I lose my salvation? You know, am I beyond the reach of God's love and forgiveness? Any of those sort of questions, this is a wonderful resource for you. We want to put it in your hands, and it's available to you for a contribution this month, The Basic Gospel. You can call our toll-free number right now, 844-322-2742, or you can go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, and simply click on the donate link. You'll see all the information about this series called Hard Passages and how you can make a contribution. And when you do, be sure to click the box that requests that this resource be sent to you. So take advantage of that today, my friends. And I think when you listen to these answers and really see how this gospel of Jesus Christ is complete and total, and once we're saved forever, your hearts will sing praise to God, and you will walk in thankfulness each and every day. And certainly we're in that season, aren't we?
Sure are.
Of giving thanks. So this will be a wonderful way that you can give thanks during this time. Well, 844-322-2742 is the number. Call us right now. We would love to hear from you. In the meantime, we've got some great questions that have come into us just recently via email, and that's another great way for you to post your questions to be answered on Basic Gospel. Just send us an email at bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. We'll put them in the queue and answer them as we can work our way through the list. So, Richard, what do we have for us today?
Well, this first one is from a person named Jane, and I think many of our listeners will resonate with this. Bob, thanks for sending today's devotion. She was responding to our daily devotional from yesterday. My dilemma is this. I've never had God's Spirit testify to mine that I'm his child. Does this mean I don't have the Son? I receive Christ every day, over and over, but I never change. There is no transformed life, no awareness of the Holy Spirit in me, and no personal relationship with Jesus. I talk to him, but I don't hear him talk back. I'm in torment, not knowing if I'm saved. I can't understand why it's so easy for everyone but me. Have you ever heard of anyone else having this problem? Thanks for any help you can offer.
Well, I've heard of a lot of people who have had that problem, and Jane, I was one of those folks myself. I received Christ at a church youth camp when I was 12 or 13 years of age, and after that, I went into junior high and then high school and then college and just was beaten down by the temptations of the world, and I didn't have the strength to withstand. So every time I gave in, I questioned my salvation. I pleaded and begged for God to forgive me, and I must have prayed, 500-plus times for Christ to come into my life. And that went on all the way through college until I finally came to a point and said, something has to give. Something has to change. And what changed for me was the realization of the full gospel. I was just living at the cross, that Christ had done something for me. I hadn't realized that Christ did something to me, that he gave me new life. And that's what I needed to know, that Christ gave me new life, that Christ came to live inside of me. And I was simply there to trust him, to walk by faith in him. Now, that made all the difference in the world. And at that point in college, when I said, Lord, I'm never going to ask you to come into my life ever again. I'm simply going to live from this day forward, knowing that you were alive in me. And from that day forward, those doubts went away. Never doubted my salvation again. I've had, concerns and all kinds of questions since then. But I've walked in the confidence that Christ is alive, living in me. So it was just understanding the full gospel, what Jesus not only did for me, but what he did to me, the fact that he made me alive. So, Jane, if you have never sensed a real change in your life, you've never had that inner voice saying you're a child of God, what I would say to you, drive the stake today. Let today be the day of salvation. Mm-hmm. And simply say, Lord, I know that you died to take away my sins. I know that you were buried, and I know that you were raised so that I might have eternal life. And today I receive you into my life. I'm not just receiving doctrines. I'm not just saying a prayer that I'm going to do better. I'm receiving you. And from this day forward, I'm going to thank you for the salvation that you've given me through your work and death, burial, and resurrection. Drive the stake. And then I encourage people, and Richard, I know you do the same, when a person drives the stake, when that day of salvation actually happens, to write that date down in your Bible. Because moving forward, you're gonna be accused.
Yes.
You're going to have questions in your own mind. Whether it took this time. And I think if you have that date in your Bible, you can, when those doubts come, when those concerns come, you can look at the date in your Bible and say, no, this is the day Jesus came to live in me. And so, Satan, go talk to somebody else or run away from me. I'm standing on the truth that when God said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, I would be saved. I'm standing on that truth that I'm saved today and forever. So that's what I want to encourage you to do, Jane, is just drive that stake, make a note of it, mark it in your Bible, and live from this day forward as someone who is fully alive in Jesus Christ and as someone whom Christ is fully alive in. That's good news, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah. one of the things I'd like to add, and I had to go through this because I'm a feelings guy. I'm much more emotional than my wife,
yes.
You know? And so I constantly wrestled with, well, I don't feel saved, or I don't feel God's presence. And it finally dawned on me after some good teaching from other people that salvation and faith have nothing to do with feelings. They have everything to do with a stated fact.
Yes.
The fact is true or it is not. And it's true for everyone or it's true for no one. And that finally got through to my mind to be able to drive the stake like you're talking about. Because it doesn't matter how I feel. From one day to the next, I can feel completely different. But Jesus is forever. He has done the work. He has stated that he's done that work for me and for you and for everyone else. That's either true or it's not.
Yes.
And I'm literally betting my life that it's true.
Right.
I don't care whatever Satan brings, whatever failures or successes I have. What Jesus did is true. Everything else is false. I'm going to hang my hat on that and walk accordingly.
Right.
I have to. Otherwise, my emotions get in the way.
Right. Now, what I'm going to suggest, if you resonate with Jane's story and you're raising your hand saying, hey, that's me. I don't feel saved. I'm not sure I am saved. I'm not sure that Christ has come to live inside of me. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call our number, our toll-free number, 844-322-2742, and I want you to request this resource. It's called Drive the Stake.
Yes.
And it is a gospel presentation. It will address many of the things that you are experiencing right now, and at the end, it will lead you to a point of saying, yes, Lord, I want to receive you into my life.
Yeah.
So call 844-322-2742 and ask for the resource, the CD, Drive the Stake. We'll send that to you free of charge. We want you to know that you have been saved, that Christ has come to live inside of you. Also, I want to just quickly explain that all of this rests on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We need to take our stand on the gospel. And the gospel is this, that Jesus Christ died to take away your sins. So every single sin that you've ever committed, every single sin that you will commit, has already been taken care of by God. He has dealt with it once and for all through the cross of Jesus Christ. So he condemned sin and sinful man. Jesus bore that sin in his body to set you free from the power of sin and from the penalty of sin. So that work has already been accomplished in the death of Jesus Christ. He died for you. Boy, that's good news.
Yeah, it is.
But that's not the end of the story.
No.
It's just the beginning. That's just the lead chapter in this good news. He was buried, and that burial is a proof of death. And so in this proof of death, he ushers in something brand new, and he ushered in the new covenant. Now, there was the old covenant. That was the law, the Ten Commandments, and all of that Mosaic covenant. That was a covenant between God and the people of Israel. But it had a spiritual purpose, and that purpose was to show us our need for Jesus. That we couldn't live the Christian life. We couldn't earn righteousness in God's sight through human effort. And so when we put ourselves under that law, that's what the law tells us. That's what the law teaches us. It condemns us, it judges us, and shows us that the end of that is death. Mm-hmm. So when the law has done its purpose, then we're free to look to Jesus for life.
Yes.
And that life is in this new covenant. So when Jesus was buried, that was proof of his death. And at that, the will took over. The will, this new covenant, went into effect. So that's why he was buried. And then he was raised to life. And his life, that's where we get to experience all the promises of this new covenant that is now in place. So he was raised again so that you might have life. You were dead in trespasses and sins. You needed life. Jesus was raised from the dead so that you might have life. So salvation is being made alive together with Christ. So Adam and Eve, they were created alive, and they chose death.
Yes.
Today we come into this world dead spiritually, and we can choose life through faith in Jesus Christ. So that's what the gospel is. So God isn't counting your sins against you. He has already reconciled you unto himself. He wants you to receive that reconciliation, to receive that life, and be made alive together today. So if that's something that's in your heart, simply say with your mouth, Lord Jesus, you are Lord. I confess with my mouth that you indeed are Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I thank you for being victorious over sin and death. And today, right now, I receive you into my life. And I want you to come and make me alive together with you. And if you pray that, I guarantee you, you will be a transformed new creation. Not because of your prayer, but because of the work of Jesus Christ. So drive the stake today. Receive the Lord Jesus. Be the best thing that ever happens in your life. It'll start a journey that you just will not believe. Every new step, every new turn is a surprise that is just filled with the goodness of God, the blessings of God for you in Christ Jesus.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask another question that I think puts an exclamation point on this, because this is where so many of our doubts come from. A person named Betty wrote in and said, will Christians be judged by God a second time about things we did here on earth? So what happens at the end?
Well, there's no judgment for sin. That judgment has already been made. God condemns sin in sinful man.
Yes.
So we don't have to worry about that. He has the authority to judge and condemn, and he did.
Yes.
And he did it in Jesus once for all. And when we're saved, we're not going to be a judge for our sins ever, period.
No.
Never. What great news. So there's nothing to fear for us when death comes. You know, the writer of Hebrews says that we're all destined to die once, and then after death comes judgment. Well, that's what many people are so afraid of. They don't want that judgment. But for us, there's not a judgment against the things that we have done.
Yeah.
Sins. We can count on that. Our judgment is just going to be, you receive Christ, you're fully alive in him. Good news. Now, the works, you're going to see how God used you in this world
yes.
today. And that's going to be a glorious moment. And you'll step back and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for living your life in and through me in the way that you did, so that others could know the goodness that you had for them as well. And that's going to be a glorious thing.
Yeah,
anything that we did in the flesh, is going to be meaningless at
yeah.
that point. So that's what that judgment is for believers. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So nothing to fear there.
Yeah. We are forgiven people when we belong to Jesus.
Yes.
Period.
In Christ, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Well, that's Basic Gospel today. Thank you for being a part of it. We certainly appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition. Anyone that wants that resource, Drive the Stake, I encourage you to call right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742, and request your copy of Drive the Stake. It's free of charge. We'll send it to you.
Yes.
It's a wonderful resource for you to gain assurance of salvation in your life. It's a wonderful resource to share with others. So call and request your copy right now, 844-322-2742. Well, for Richard and the rest of the Basic Gospel team, we'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. So long.